I see parents looking at their children first, going, what do I need to do to correct my child, to change my child so I have a different experience? Welcome to the Child Whisper podcast. I'm your host, Carol Tuttle, author of the best-selling parenting book, The Child Whisper. I'm with my co-host, Ann Tuttle Brown. It's common on the Child Whisper Facebook group to find posts of mothers that are frustrated, that feel out of control, out of balance. They're not sure what to do. They're overwhelmed.
Their wits end.
Yeah, they're just exhausted, and they feel like they're applying what they're learning in the book, in the Child Whisper book. But that's always my first recommendation. Go back and read the book. This isn't something you were raised to understand. It's a new approach to parenting, and so you'll get it in theory, but you need to continue to remind yourself to put it into practice.
Yeah, especially if you're in kind of a new phase with one of your children, there'll be different nuggets of wisdom that you'll gain from a reread.
Very, very often, though, in these posts, I recognize intuitively that the imbalance is coming from the mother, not the child. They're posted in a way that they want to know, what do I do? What's the correction that needs to be applied to my child or children? They're looking for feedback that says, give me advice on how I can correct this and correct my child.
I think the problem is out here.
Yeah, the problem is with my children, when really the problem is in their own being. They're out of balance. They're the point of correction.
Whoosh. That can be a hard pill to swallow.
Well, it's easier to correct.
That's true.
There you go. If you're willing to go with it. I learned this early on in my parenting as I got into my own healing work quite young. I found that my world was very unmanageable by the time I was 27 years old. I had four children, six and under, by the time I was 29, turning 30, and my world blew up. So yeah, if I'd had Facebook at the time, I could see myself, I'm out of, you know, I feel like ending my life every day, da-da-da-da-da. So, I could have easily, if I'd had an outlet to express it, put it on my children. What do I do to kind of get my children behaving so I don't feel this way? Yet, fortunately, I had a wisdom within myself that guided me to know it was me. It really wasn't my children. It was me. I was the imbalance. I was the one that needed to make the correction. So I enrolled myself in psychotherapy and I started to do 12-step work. I made myself accountable. Now that's pretty extreme. I don't think most of these moms posting are to the degree
kind of
I was.
Intervention,
but the idea behind this was I looked at myself first. And too often I see parents looking at their children first, going, what do I need to do to correct my child, to change my child so I have a different experience? When in this podcast, I'm suggesting you turn that around and you put yourself in the spotlight when you're so tempted to look at how, you're looking for discipline, instructional ideas, but everything's focused on the child. What if you were to remove that focus on your child and put it on yourself? What is it that I need to correct in myself that's going to have an influence in shifting the entire family experience?
I think you're right in that it could be an easier, more swiftly moved switch when you're looking at yourself. And you're really determined to make that change. You could see some amazing results quite quickly.
And I try and point that out as favorably and supportive as I can to these moms where it's so blatantly obvious. For example, a recent post that I was able to give feedback on was from a mother who was venting. She was frustrated, overwhelmed. I don't feel my children are listening to me. She gave examples of each of her three kids, their types. They were like 2, 5, and 7. She was homeschooling. She felt her world was out of control, imbalance. I am trying to apply what I've learned as a child whispering parent. It's not working. What do I do? I'm a type 4. My husband's a type 4. We were raised in very strict households where you just did what you were told or you got a spanking. And she just... It was more of a vent post than an actual, here's what I'm doing, how can I?
Do you see in those posts, when people do give feedback, are they often like written off by like a follow-up comment from the poster being like, I've tried that.
Quite often, yeah. Quite often.
And I think that more points to, okay, well, then they're not the problem.
Exactly. If you keep trying all these things with your children, it's not making a difference. And maybe what you're focusing on isn't what's asking for correction. You got to turn that correction on yourself. And so... I actually looked her up on Facebook because the first thing I asked myself is, did they profile themselves correctly? She was using phrases and verbiage that did not depict her type. There were things that were said that weren't really classic type 4 statements. She used a phrase where she said she felt scattered, out of control. It was very...
Those are some key words.
Yeah, right away I was noticing some of her verbiage and said, this doesn't sound type 4. So I looked her up and I was correct in my conclusion that she had mistyped herself. So that was the number one thing I wonder as a parent trying to operate by an energy type that's not truly them. So in this case, this mom was a type 1, not a type 4. So her world will never look balanced until she's aligned with her own type. She's trying to be someone she's not. And the whole world's blowing up. So this everything's out of balance because mom's out of balance.
When mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. That's
well, we are
true.
The nucleus of our family. Yeah. So my feedback to her, and I very rarely do this, so don't think I'm going to profile you on the Child Whisper Facebook group. But at this point, in her seeking support, it was the number one identifiable factor why her world was out of balance. So in my feedback, I said, it's rare that I give this feedback. And yet, because it is the number one issue that's causing an imbalance in your whole family, is you're not a type 4, you're a type 1. And until you create balance true to your type, you cannot create balance in your family. Now, let's say you have correctly profiled yourself. Are you taking care of yourself in a way that you're balanced so that you're operating from a balanced place?
Let's go through each of the types. What tendencies do you see when they're out of balance? What kind of energy is
created? Okay, I'm going to try and come up with one word for each of them that I think is depictive of being in balance.
And this is the energy that the family is taking on.
Yes. So the family takes on the energy.
Type 1.
Flurry.
Type
they're,
2.
They're okay, in a flurry.
Let's expand on that.
They're in a flurry. I see it in my eldest daughter. She's more conscious of it than ever, that she chooses into too many things. She makes too many commitments. She cannot handle, she knows, she's learning.
And then
right?
Life just becomes chaotic.
Yes.
Ungrounded.
Her children are much more difficult to deal with. I recently visited her pre-holidays, and I had an experience I had not experienced recently there where everybody was grounded. Well-behaved.
In a really good space.
Because she's got 4 boys, and there's a lot of times they're all beating each other up. And it's out of, it's just, I called it the
flurry
the rumble.
Frenzy, the rumble.
The rumble. And I mentioned
the
it to her.
Followed by the rumble.
Yeah, I mentioned it to her. She said, Mom, it's because I said no to several things that I usually say yes to.
And she noticed that.
Yep.
And was, said, she
well,
seeing
it's
the, was she seeing the benefits of
oh,
that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I said,
hallelujah.
Boy, well, I'm feeling it here. It's very, this is the most pleasant experience I've had in your home.
That's wonderful.
I said, good for you. Good for you to know your limits better than ever now.
Yeah. By trial and error. And she's gotten there. Yeah. So good for her. Type 2.
Overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Just overwhelmed.
Like an emotional overwhelm.
Yes.
Right?
And then just you're not able to emotionally stay in a good place.
Yeah. And you're going to be more snappy at your kids because you've got this emotional, you just don't have.
Crying, like breaking down with your husband.
Yeah, breaking point, yeah.
Crying.
What?
Trying to keep it going. You're trying to keep
that,
it going.
Whereas a type 1 is saying yes to too many things. What motivates that for type 2? Same
it's
thing?
It's similar
too much in your
that
life,
you're
or?
Overly committed or your standard of what you expect yourself is unreasonable at the pace you're living.
The pace. I like that. The pace at which you're living life.
To think you should be doing as much as other people and you're just not. And there are days you will. Do more than others.
I see you stand up in between these podcasts to get your 10,000 steps, and I'm like, I should be walking more. And I think, no, I don't need to. Maybe if I want to.
You don't want your watch to control your life
I don't even
like
have
it does
a watch,
me.
No, but I've compared myself to you so many times of like, oh, you move more than me. I should move more. And I mean, I move. I'm going to do it in a more natural.
Let's move to the type 3 word then.
Yes.
Antsy.
Mm.
just like a caged animal. Yeah, and you get barking, really irritating to people, like barking your order.
You get louder thinking that it'll make people move faster. It doesn't
work.
You're
antsy, man. And you're like, get yourself out, you know? Don't take your kids with you. Go to the grocery store and be like, the highlight of your week will be going to the shopping without children in tow. And you can move faster than that. You're like, that's like freedom. I remember that going, because we lived in California. I had four little kids. I heard more than ever, these are all yours. I'd always want to say, no, I have two more at home. But I remember hiring, once I finally got smart, I didn't even know I was a type 3 in that time period, but I knew I needed support. I hired, when your psychotherapist basically tells you, I'm going to submit you to the psych ward, or you got to get hired help. That was a true experience.
And a trip to the grocery store by yourself was a start in your healing. That's a very powerful activity.
Isn't that amazing? Because I could just leave the kids at home with my mother's helper, nanny, whatever you want to call her.
Thank goodness.
And I'd go to the store and it'd be like, I can just move how I move in the world. Or I would hire her to play with you guys so I could get stuff done around the house.
Oh, and I can assure you I did not miss that trip to the grocery store. I have fond memories of my nanny, Sherry Towle.
Okay.
So, but I wanted to also say that what else will happen is everything becomes so urgent.
Yeah.
It's like, hurry up, kids. And it's like, it's taking
over. It's snappy.
Over. Mm-hmm. Okay, type 4.
Mean. Now, this is interesting because you don't want to be mean, but
seems pretty harsh.
Well, harsh can, we could substitute harsh for mean. You're not getting your alone time, your solitude time. You're going to come across extreme. And in your extreme way of dealing with, now you're going to just, your tone of voice, the choice of wording, the bottom lining it.
Well, you've lost your structure.
Yeah.
And so now you're trying to get back to that structure in a more firm way that can come across mean.
It's kind of putting your foot down, you know, putting my foot down now. We got to put some order in this household.
Mm-hmm. And you're probably getting upset about even the little things where it's like, that didn't bother you yesterday. Like, why is this? And your kids are getting
nervous. Well, you're just tired of being around your family. You're not by yourself enough. You're like, I need to just get away. Mm-hmm. I've said.
Or not even away. Maybe you just need to be in your room.
That's a way.
Yes.
I don't
that's
mean,
true.
Although I do think once a year, a type 4 mom should go rent a hotel for the weekend and just go get away.
Seriously.
And be by herself.
That sounds delightful. But
away in your bedroom, away to be, to sort things out, to get settled internally.
So I've heard so many type 4 moms that will take extended breaks in the bathroom with the door locked. So, I mean, those are going to be little bits that you need to have more scheduled, more formal. This is my alone time.
So, if we look at how this is projecting on your family now, maybe it's not your children, it's you. Flurried kids, frenzied kids in a frenzy.
Overwhelmed.
Everybody's on each other. It's just like eerie, like, everybody's out of control. Overwhelmed, your children are just moody and they're rude to each other and everybody whining and crying. Antsy, children are snappy at each other and easy
exhausted.
To react and tired. Mean,
as fast
your children are being mean to each other.
Same or they're
things.
Shutting down. I think that could be a response to the type 4 movement is you're just scared.
Yeah, so this week's parenting practice is to notice what's going on with your family and ask yourself, what is this telling me about me? Use it as a mirror. What correction is being shown to me that needs to take place in my own being and my own self-care that will shift our family into more balance? What do I need to choose to create more balance in me so there's more balance in our family? I think it will surprise you how clearly this will be. This insight will come to you, and as you start operating more in that way to say, maybe it's not my children, it's me, you're going to find that we started the show with this idea that it can be an easier thing to correct. So go with it and then report. I'd love to hear reports of these successes on the Child Whisper group. We see enough of the other. Let's hear some successes of these corrections that you're making with yourself and then what you notice. How it affects your family and the benefit of that. I look forward to you posting your success story. Thanks for listening. For more support, go to thechildwhisperer.com where you can purchase the book, subscribe to our weekly parenting practice email, and find a transcription and audio of the Child Whisperer podcast.
If you're listening on iTunes, thank you for leaving a review. If you have a parenting question, please send it to parenting@liveyourtruth.com.